T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Shine
Loud.
The Jeff and Jen Show is on
Star 94.1.
This is going to be difficult to get people to admit, but we want to know if and why you ever wet your pants as an adult.
I have a story. It happened to me.
It did?
Yeah.
All right, 404-263-0941. Call the Jeff and Jen Show. You could even use a different name if you don't want to admit it, because it is pretty embarrassing. We saw the story this morning about Kelly Osbourne peeing herself when Starbucks wouldn't let her use the bathroom.
If you want to use a fake name, we'll just call you Tinkle Bell.
Okay.
For this.
If you've ever visited New York, you know that it is key to find where the Starbucks on every corner is, which intersection where the Starbucks is, because that's where you can go typically use a public bathroom. So if you're, you know, walking the streets and doing your shopping or doing your sightseeing or whatever, you can always pop into a Starbucks and go. Well, that's what Kelly Osbourne thought that she was going to do when she was watching the Pride Parade in New York City on Sunday. She went into a Starbucks, but they turned her away, and so she peed her pants. Oops.
And she tweeted about it.
As a pee your pants protest?
She said, shame on you, Starbucks. Hashtag, and she used a different word, but peed my own pants. In this location, and it's a picture of a Starbucks. Because your employee let me, because you're shameful.
Shameful employees.
Refuse to let me use the toilet. I have pee in my shoe. And
that's
then Starbucks,
really bad.
At Starbucks Help responds with, hi, Kelly. I apologize for your experience and want to help. Please DM me so I can discuss with you further. Thanks, Becca.
There's no discussing anything. She already peed her pants. It's too late at that point.
So there was a apparently no public bathroom at that location, but an employee bathroom. And she said, this is a desperate situation. I'm in the parade. I'm really sorry. And they were like, there's nothing we can do. And she goes, I'll buy food. And they're like, it's an employee bathroom only. We can't let you in there. And she's like, ah. Now, if that was the rule, then fine. But apparently she saw a male customer come out of that bathroom while she was begging to use it.
Oh, no.
So that was her beef. Is she's like, don't tell me that there's no bathroom available for public use and you let that dude use it. And then she wet her pants.
Oh.
Which is where we're going to focus on this story. 404-263-0941. Kelly Cheese, we'll start with you. Tell us about one of the times you wet your pants as an adult.
I don't think I've ever done this. I'm sitting here trying to think of anytime ever.
I have been so close.
Oh, yeah.
I was stuck in a traffic jam. And you know, traffic will do that to you, right?
Yeah.
So I was stuck in a traffic jam. There must have been some sort of accident on Spring Street.
Okay.
So in Midtown, headed southbound on Spring.
Okay.
It's all headed one direction. And it was just bumper
to bumper.
Seriously, a parking lot. For over an hour, hour and a half, I was sitting there inching along.
Like a shopping mall, like Perimeter Mall the week before Christmas. You're just sitting there.
Literally was dying. I was like, I'm going to die. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to pee in my car. Because you can't abandon your car. You can't.
No way.
It's so stuck. And if it weren't for that BP right there on the corner, the one that's got the Dunkin' Donuts drive-through behind it, I think it's a BP. Oh, I would have been in serious trouble. I flew my car so fast into that parking space. I think I barely put it into park. I must have left the doors wide open and flew in there. I don't even think my feet hit the ground. I flew in there so fast, and I was like, please don't let anybody be in there. And luckily, it was open, and I made it. But barely.
404-263-0941. Janine's starting to pick up phone calls for us. I have two stories. I have an almost, and I have a whoops. So the almost happened when I was driving from Syracuse, upstate New York, where I live, to Boston for a job interview, my first big radio job interview.
So were you in a time crunch?
It wasn't like the interview wasn't that day.
Okay.
It was just getting into Boston, and I didn't realize how bad big city traffic would get. And I could see, it was near Copley Square. I could see the back of the Green Monster, Fenway Park, right in the heart of Boston, right, or not Copley Square, what is it, Kenmore Square. So I could see the back of the Green Monster of Fenway Park, and I'm like, oh my God, this is so awesome, but I gotta go to the bathroom so bad. And I was just stuck in traffic, and I had like a Big Gulp cup.
This is the advantage of dudes.
That's right.
So one of my first things that I officially did in the city of Boston, where I ended up working for a couple of years, was mark my territory. So went in the cup and opened the door, and
you just poured it out like that.
Well, what are my other options?
I mean, I would just feel so gross doing that.
What's the other one? Keep it in your cup holder.
I mean, no, that's disgusting too.
What'd
you
do with
the cup?
Why we need to keep a go girl in our cars?
Exactly.
Kelly.
Just open the door and go girl.
Traffic jams.
Shay in Atlanta, tell us as an adult.
How are you?
When did you wet your pants?
Okay, so I was traveling home. And so I called my aunt. I was like, can y'all please open the door? And the bathroom's like all the way upstairs.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just shaking. And by the time I get to the house, they're coaching me to run and everything. So I just hop out and say, can I have a towel?
Oh,
too late, huh?
In the car, too. Oh, that's a mess.
That's going to soak into those seat cushions. Oh, and then bake in the sun.
Oh, God. Jen, no.
Sarah in Atlanta, where did you wet your pants as an adult?
In a Publix grocery store.
Oh no.
What happened?
The urge came, and I ran as fast as I could, but couldn't get there just quite in time, so we had a little accident.
How old were you when this happened?
Over 50.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Was there a puddle by your feet?
No, it wasn't that bad. It was not that bad. However, I locked myself in the bathroom while I texted a friend who brought me clothes.
Oh, that's a good friend.
So you had somebody bring you pants to a grocery store because you wet yourself?
Yes, I did.
All right. She said
that's a friend.
Thank you. Thanks, Sarah. I'll tell you the story in just a second of how it happened to me on a date. Amber in Atlanta, what happened?
So I was traveling with my three small kids who had finally fallen asleep in the car, and I have to finally go to the bathroom.
Oh,
well,
you
when
can't...
they finally fall asleep, you don't stop. So I had to pee in one of their diapers.
That is hashtag parenting for real right there. I love you.
So what did you do? Did you dug into their diaper bag or whatever and then just kind of sat on it?
Yep, absolutely.
And those things are absorbent too.
Very.
Like adult level absorbent? Like did you make any mess at all?
No mess, no.
Wow. It's incredible how much liquid those things can hold.
Wow.
She's proud of herself for that solution.
Well, she totally is, because I can appreciate that from the number of parents that I know. Is once the kids fall asleep, like, yeah, I know I could hear the conversation in her head, like, well, I could just run inside for a second, but mine would be the one to get the car would get stolen, and then I'm going to be the mom on the news going,
yeah,
my three kids were there for a second, and so I'll just pee my pants. Tina in Winder.
Hi.
When did you wet your pants as an adult?
I didn't have on pants at the time, but I was at my OBGYN's office. I was about to pop having my daughter, and I got tickled with my husband in the exam room, and I wet all over the table.
So he made you laugh, and then it just started flowing.
That's and I was like, so and you know, you have to use the bathroom right when you get there because I had to check everything. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even know I had to go.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny.
I was going to say, I'm surprised we haven't had more pregnant girls call, because that's the one I know the most. Like, my pregnant friends that pee on themselves on accident.
They put the pressure on that bladder.
Look at the joy Kelly's taking.
It's so funny.
Megan and Dawson, there are no shortage of phone calls. Megan in Dawsonville.
Hey. Okay, so I was in the Walmart with my husband. We went shopping, getting ready to have the baby. And I had to pee really bad, and I didn't make it to the bathroom in time, and I was too embarrassed. So when this lady asked me what happened, I told him my water broke.
Oh, no.
And then they felt sympathy for you. They're right. Like, oh, hurry.
Get her to the hospital.
But then you come out of Walmart. There's an ambulance there. You're like, what's wrong? She's like, it's for you. Let's get you to the doctor. All right. Last call is Lyndon in Snellville.
Good morning. I was actually in college at the time, and I was in class. We weren't allowed to leave, and I was laughing with the person next to me and totally peed my pants and had to sit there because I was so embarrassed to get up.
Sure.
And we weren't allowed to leave anyway, so it was super embarrassing, and I was like 22 years old, and I'll never forget it.
Cool. All right. Well, Kelly Osborne is not alone.
Yes.
So here's the story of me in college, right? I am out with a woman named Joanna. And we are on a date and dinner and drinks and everything. And then went to Denny's late night, 24-hour. You know, that's the Waffle House of the Northeast, Denny's.
Oh, yeah.
And I waited to the last possible minute to use the bathroom, and there was a wait. I waited and waited and waited, and JP and all the men listening can sympathize with this. Once you physically see the bathroom, the urge
increases so much stronger.
Exponentially.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so when I got inside and had to get, you know.
You're doing the dance with your button and your belt.
Yeah, I missed it by about 2 seconds. And I was wearing khakis.
Oh.
So did you just like dip them full in the sink, just go all the way with it?
And just come out and go, why are your pants dark brown and wet? Nope. I just went back to the table and completely ignored it.
Pretended that the piddle wasn't sitting right there in between you.
Yeah. We hooked up that night.
Oh, it still worked. That's You're game. Charming.
That's game right there, kids.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.